Good afternoon and good evening. We are your hosts of the CHS Sports and Activities Podcast. I'm senior Jackson Luckner.
I'm sophomore Jacob Wilson.
And I am senior Reagan McPhee.
Today we're going to cover a couple brief points going over, of course, the football team, the cross-country team, a little bit of volleyball, I think, maybe? Or is their season over?
Their season is over.
So we're going to cover some wrestling instead and a couple other things going on at the here at the high school. So we're going to open it up. I'm going to pass it to Jacob for some cross-country.
All right, so last Saturday, we had state at McPherson. We placed fourth as a team, and we unfortunately didn't qualify for state because only third, second, and first qualifies. Max Berry came fifth individually and was the last person to qualify for state. Haley won by 2 minutes, and it's her third regionals.
Her third regional title?
Title.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the girls' team got sixth.
You win a race by 2 minutes.
It's incredible.
2 minutes. That's enough time to go get a drink. Like, you just get done running a race. Just go find yourself some water or something in between. Oh, my goodness.
Sit down and watch everybody else run.
Yeah. I mean, not trying to diss on Haley right now, but I'm not really going to point the spotlight on her. I'm sure she's used to it.
Oh,
I'm going to point the spotlight at freshman Max Berry.
Yeah.
A freshman going to state to open up the year, his first year in high school. And that is very impressive. What place did he take? Do you remember?
Fifth. He took fifth.
Took fifth in the boys' race. And it wasn't even his best race either.
Mm-mm.
He was just, I mean,
the fact that he placed that high is still pretty incredible.
It's awesome, and I love to see it, and I love to hear it. I wish Jacob over here would have ran well enough to get to state.
I PR'd. I got 20:51.
Nice.
So I PR'd good stuff.
For like
good stuff.
That's awesome.
40 seconds, and yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to go talk about Gage Clevenger again, young guy. Gage was one place away from making it to state.
He was so close.
And right behind him was another Clearwater student, senior Caden Bowman. And that was that's really good having, mm-hmm. you know, two guys just miss it.
Almost there.
Sadly, Caden won't get another shot because he's a senior and everything. But that's good signs for you know, a freshman, Max Berry, and a sophomore. Looking at Gage Clevenger, that's awesome from those two, and I'm sure they're going to represent us pretty well going on from here on out.
It was a pretty, like, hit or miss, like, meet. Some people did, like, were really good, and some people just didn't have a good race.
That sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. That's good, though. Our team, one place away as a team from automatically qualifying for state, and two people going to state, and as we probably all know, barring some sort of, you know, terrible accident of some kind, I'm sure Haley's going to find herself placing at state.
Definitely.
So I feel like we're going to, here in the future, right now, here in the upcoming future, I feel like we're going to be represented well in the cross-country time.
For sure.
I definitely have high hopes for that program.
Our cross-country has been pretty good the past few years, and I hope it just keeps getting better and better every year.
Yeah, I love it. I love to hear about it. So congrats to all those people, and let's bounce over to football real quick. So the Indians took a tough loss on last Friday. It was just overall a tough game. They fought really hard. The final score was Chapman scored 40 and the Indians had 37.
It was a close game.
It was an awesome game. The Indians had double-digit leads multiple times throughout the game. And late in the fourth quarter, about 6 minutes to go, Chapman they ran it in from about 12 yards out. And then they picked up two-point conversion. And they recovered their own onside kick with about 6 minutes to go. And that tore it up for us.
We could all see all the student section, the crowd could just see you guys just change your moods.
Yeah, it was certainly tough, and yeah, I mean, it's not like the defense played terrible by any means. They just Chapman is just a very physical football team. They run hard. They threw two passes the whole night. They run the ball every single down. And that is very tough to stop when you have – they had a lot of kids who were in the upper 250s, 260s, big old 6'3", 6'4", yeah, guys all around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
they were pretty – they were a scary-looking team.
They were huge. And personally, I was in the trenches on that, playing some D-line, and I did not like that. Big kids just destroying me every single play. We played solid overall.
You did. You really did.
I'd like to shine the spotlight on the offense. You know, being outscored 90-0 in the two games between Heston and Wamego, that's really tough. And as I said in the last episode, I mean, I wish we would have had more offensive production. I wish our offense would shine a little bit better. And they did. They certainly did. We had quarterback Tyler Figueroa threw for 344 passing yards. The rushing game wasn't really there. We had, I mean, we averaged about 2.5 yards a carry. Not great, not terrible. But the passing game was most certainly there. Tyler Figueroa went 17 for 26. He had 344 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions.
With a freaking dislocated finger.
Dislocated a finger defensively late in the third quarter. And I was there. I was there to see that firsthand. That was nasty. He got it. And that kid went to the sideline, got it taped up. He was back on the field in a couple plays.
I saw him run off the field, and we're all curious what was going on. We're like, did he hurt himself? Did he hurt himself? And then I had class with him, and he goes, oh, yeah, I dislocated my finger, but it's okay. Michaela got it right back in.
Yeah, that was nasty. I did not like looking at that. Offensively, besides Tyler having a great game, we had a new receiver. He was viewed as our last resort type guy basically for most of the season. He didn't really have a ton of catches to his name, not a ton, but senior Will Colbert, our slot.
He did amazing that game.
He had 8 catches for 179 yards and 2 touchdowns.
He played his all that game.
He was nice, and most of those, I'm going to say all of those basically came off of screen passes, and he just made we had 2 good blocks. He made one man miss, and he was gone. He had to open up his first touchdown, 26-yarder, the first touchdown of the game. And then for the 4th touchdown of the game, he had a 39-yarder. And then later on in the early in the 4th quarter, he decided that it was time. I don't know how he didn't score this, but he decided it was time to take one 77 yards. Fell 2 yards short of the end zone because, I don't know, maybe he thought the kid had a chance of catching him when the kid didn't at all, and he just stopped, slowed up, and tried to make a move on the kid. Kid brought him down. We scored 2 plays later with Weston Burford anyways, but, oh, my gosh, he should have had 185 yards and 3 touchdowns, but, nope, he's just
– just the way he played was amazing. I always heard his name on the announcements. It was wonderful. He really played his senior night.
He did. He played really good for his senior night. It was awesome to see, and it was awesome to go be out there and blocking for him and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not too far behind him, sophomore Cooper Williams, we mentioned a few times, he had 7 catches for 148 yards and a touchdown.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And his long was a 45-yarder that set up his 35-yarder 2 plays later for a touchdown. We were pinned down. It was about 3rd and 9 deep in our own territory, about on our own 10-yard line, and Tyler threw one up. Cooper, pass interference, called and all. He stuck through it, juggled it, and he was able to come down with it, 45-yard gain. 2 plays later, Tyler hits him 35 yards out for another touchdown right before half.
It was crazy. We were all cheering in the student section. It was amazing just to watch it happen.
Yeah, it was awesome, and I got to see that one really close, because I ran a route right next to Cooper, and I got to see him. It was a beautiful throw, and it was an awesome catch, and everything about it was awesome. So just those two guys played outstanding
in
the last regular season game of the year. I'm very impressed with them. I'm glad Colbert finally got it going. Even if it was the last game, it's super late in the year. It's fine, you know?
Yeah.
At least he had something to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
The next receiver, Braden Bergkamp, we mentioned a lot. I'm not going to kind of talk about his offensive statistics because he only had 2 catches for 20 yards, but I'm going to talk about his defense. He won Defensive Player of the Game for us.
Oh, there you go.
He had, get this, he had 10 solo tackles. And for those of you who don't really know, I mean, to get 4 or 5 solo tackles in a game is really good. And he just went ahead and got 10 all by himself. Ten? Against a really hard running team. And I didn't believe it when I first saw the stat sheet post game. I was like, "Oh my gosh, that is absurd.
That's amazing.
How do you do that?" And to follow up right behind him was Weston Burford, as another honorable mention, with 6 solos and 6 assisted tackles. Those two boys came downhill and they fought really hard. So, I mean, overall, the season finishing 3-5, it's not what you expect. Mm-hmm. It's not a great season in our eyes. We definitely could have won a few games more than we lost. But we got
Rock Creek.
We got new matchup coming up, playoff time. Indians were able to win 2 district games or 1 district game this year and make the playoffs. And they will match up with the number 1 seed in District 5, I believe, Rock Creek. Rock Creek, St. George, all the way up there by Manhattan. Indians will go there. And, I hope we go up there, and I hope we just punch them right in the mouth. It's what you always want to do. We're underdogs, severe underdogs, coming in at 3-5 there, a high and mighty 6-1 team. So hopefully we can go up there and just stun them, pull off an upset of some kind. That'd be awesome. So good luck to all the football team going up there. I believe there's a pet bus, too.
Yeah, there is.
So I hope to see a lot of you guys get on that pet bus and whatnot. outside of that, season's almost done, so.
So sad.
Tough to talk about for all the seniors and whatnot.
Yeah,
so.
After the game on Friday night, it was so sad to see everybody after the game. All the boys were upset, and I just wanted to cry for them, but y'all had a good game. Yeah, it was a good last game.
It was tough, so. If this is the last game, then so be it. I had a lot of fun. I'm sure all the rest of the senior boys had a lot of fun. So, enough about football. Let's bounce this over.
All right. Well, let's talk about some wrestling. There's a meeting on Friday night during XL. And moving on from wrestling now, there's going to be a Buff Puff and Powder Puff on November 2nd. Not November 2nd, November 7th. Sorry about that. So Buff Puff is from 4 to 6 at the main gym at the high school, and Powder Puff is from 7 to 9 at the football field. What it is basically Buff Puff, the senior boys and junior boys will play against each other, and the sophomore boys and freshman boys will play against each other. And then for Powder Puff, it's where senior girls and junior girls will play football, and sophomore girls and freshman girls will play football. So sign up for it. Go watch it. It's really enjoyable. So funny to watch.
Reiterating what she just said, sign up, go play Buff Puff, go play Powder Puff, make memories. You don't always get to do stuff like this.
Mm-mm.
So, and personally, I mean, I'm announcing that stuff, and I'm a coach for one of them, so I really hope to get to see a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even if you don't sign up for it, just go.
It's so fun to watch. It's really funny.
And my favorite excuse that I always hear from people is, "Oh, it's going to be cold that day." Who cares? No, get out there.
Just warm.
What better do you have to do on a Monday night when you're just going to go home and just sit there and do nothing? Like, mm-hmm. Just go out. Go have some fun for once. So I hope to see a lot of you guys there. Reagan here. I wish Reagan would be playing this year, but
I don't want to hurt my shoulder again.
Coming off that bad shoulder, she just got it all healed up. So
I'll be on the sidelines watching all you guys.
So there you go. Cheering on my team. There you go. She's positive. She'll be there. What do you got for us, Jacob?
All right. So the fall musical, which is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Coat.
Can't wait to see it.
Mm-hmm. It's on November 5th at 7 and also November 6th at 2:30. So go watch it. It's going pretty good so far. Tech Week is coming up, so yeah.
Who are you? Who's your character?
I'm one of the brothers. I'm the Benjamin.
Brother. Ah, Benjamin.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty fun.
So yeah, we've put a lot of work into it, so yeah, go see it.
Can't wait to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I assume Damon Donaldson is going to be in the play.
Yep.
And I assume he probably got the main role.
He's Joseph.
Yep. Yeah, Damon Donaldson. If that kid does not become an actor later on in his life, I swear. If I don't see him in any movies or anything... that kid's he's a natural at that stuff. So good job, Damon, and all of you. I mean, I hope to see you guys all at that musical. Go out once again. I mean, what better do you guys have to do unless you literally have like work or something? But outside of that, you don't always get to go to stuff like this. So no. Get out there, have some fun. I hope to see you guys all there. And that'll about wrap it up. If you guys have something final to say.
I'm done.
I'm done too.
Nothing so, more.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for listening. As always, I hope that you guys continue to keep supporting. Our numbers have gone up dramatically over the last couple of weeks. We've been getting more and more exposure. It's helping us grow as a class, and it's helping us get new stuff, make us overall better. So once again, thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys listen to later episodes. So I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.